Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. At Archie's place...
Hey, Santa. Have some nuts.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, dear.
Hey.
Harry returns to the bar.
Oh, this Christmas season's really something, ain't it, Arch?
Something more.
Yeah, it's a terrific time of year. Yeah.
It's terrific, but giving me the blues.
Come on, Christmas is fun. Tis the season to be jolly.
Hank and Barney join in, and Santa rings his bell.
Will you give me a break here, huh? What the hell do you want me to be jolly about? Muggers in the streets there, busting our heads in here, your friendly neighborhood merchants gouging you there, dignified professional men on the subway groping you.
Hey, Arch, does the house ever buy one around here?
Hey, get a load of Santa Claus over there. He ain't even been on his corner a week here. He's acting like a regular customer looking for a free drink.
Arch, I think we should buy a round.
Why?
I think so, too.
Hey, when I want your advice, I'll ask for it.
Arch, just for the bar and Santa.
Archie scowls, then turns to Hank.
Well, what's your advice?
Free drinks.
Yeah, oh, just to the bar. And Sandy, come over here. Okay, a drink, huh? Remember, no doubles. Just one little drink for a Merry Christmas here. Hey, Mr. Van Rensselaer, he's looking at you.
Archie gives him a shot.
A drink of that?
Jeez. I'm sorry, you know, I keep forgetting you're blind.
How are things going, Santa? Any charity left in the world?
I'll let you know in a minute. Any of you guys want to sweeten the pot?
Oh, I tell you, I'm tapped out for the current fiscal year.
Hey, how about you?
Put it on my tab.
How about yourself?
Well, that answers my question.
Hank and Barney step away.
Hey, Sandy, you better get back out there on your corner before the hairy Christies grab it for their act.
Right.
And by the way, when you're out there, don't ring your jolly bell so loud, huh? Nobody likes it.
Okay.
Santa downs the shot.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later. Let me go. 10.
Arch, I've been meaning to tell you. Don't count the dough in front of the clientele.
Jeez, you ain't got no faith in humanity. You know, you're worse than me.
He resumes counting.
Wait a minute. What the hell is this here?
What's the matter?
Wait, let me look, will you?
Putting on reading glasses, Archie studies a bill.
We got stiffed here for a phony $10 bill.
How do you know?
I know because I can read there. Don't you see that? There's a word spelt backwards.
Looks okay to me.
In dog we trust?
Oh, yeah. Oh, lucky you're a good speller.
Give me that. What the hell is the matter with you? $10? Jeez. I know it ain't nothing beside the Jap yen, but it's still $10. How are you so careless, huh? Watch what you're doing. You ain't gonna get no place in this world unless you keep your eyes open. Excuse me, Mr. Van Rensselaer.
Me? How you know it was me? Maybe it was you got stiffed.
No, it wasn't, because I know what I'm doing there. But you... Geez, you'd give 10 singles for a piece of toilet paper that was painted green.
I still don't think it was me.
All right, I'll prove it to you. Here's the phony 10. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick that phony...
He pockets it.
...right in here. But these are the good ones. Now, you find it.
I'll prove it to you.
Harry checks the stack of bills.
There. There's your phony.
You just proved that you don't know your cash from your elbow. There's the phony right here. I only pretended to stick it in with the good ones.
In dog we trust?
Archie scrutinizes the bill, adjusts his glasses, then snatches it away from Harry.
Holy cow, we got stiffed with two of them in here.
See this? You see
he gestures
this?
To Van Rensselaer.
You know that the day that Edgar J. Hoover went west, poor man, I knew we were going to have a rash of this criminology.
I better go out to the safe, check the weekend take.
Yeah, do that, will you? And look good this time, will you?
Here, want to borrow my glasses?
Oh, Mr. Van Rensselaer, no jokes about the blind, huh? They make me so sad.
Stephanie runs in.
Oh, hi, kid.
Hi.
Oh, hiya there, kiddo. Hey, what are you doing here?
I came to get my lunch.
Your lunch? I ain't got your lunch. Your Aunt Edith give you nothing before she left this morning?
Yes, but she gave me yours, and I think you got mine.
Oh, well, that could be.
Archie stoops to retrieve a lunch bag.
Oh, yeah, this looks like yours, all right. Since you got here, a chicken leg and a hard-boiled egg, two carrot sticks, an apple, and wheat germ bread.
He cringes.
What'd she put in yours for me?
A liverwurst and bologna sandwich and two Twinkies.
Ah, that's mine, all right. Bologna, see? When you eat that, you know you ate something. All day long.
Can I have a beer?
Can you have what?
Beer, beer, beer!
Beer, beer, beer. Where'd you ever learn to ask for things that way?
I don't know. I must have heard it somewhere.
Was that a shot?
No.
Good. Listen. You steer clear of no-class people that yell around that way, understand me? You didn't even say please.
Please, may I have a beer?
No!
Stephanie bangs her fist on the bar.
Hey, don't be fresh. Now you better hurry up back to that dopey school you go to.
If it's dopey, why do I have to hurry back?
You don't know why you're going to school, a big guy like you. Don't you know it's important that you're in that school for 5 hours every day? Because society, you see, they don't know what else to do with you. Give me a smooch. Yeah? And buzz off. And come back when you got high heels.
Hi.
Hi, Steph. Hey, Arch, we're out of nuts.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Yeah, we are.
He shows the empty bowl.
Come on, Barney. You're here over an hour and you ain't bought nothing. Now, can't I get you something?
Yeah, some more nuts.
Scowling, Archie puts a full bowl on the bar.
Hey. Let me ask you. Don't eating all them free salty nuts make you a little thirsty?
Yeah. Give me a glass of water.
Water?
Yeah.
Okay, Bonnie. That's all you want, huh?
That's all.
All right, Bonnie. Anything to please a customer, there. Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't you like a little twist in that?
Oh, sure. If it ain't too much trouble.
No, Bonnie, no. No trouble at all.
Archie rings a dripping dish rag over the glass, and Barney grimaces. Harry returns from the back room.
Big trouble, Arch. Three more phony tens.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Phony tens?
Yes, phony tens. Two of them was passed on us a little while ago. And now there's three more. What, so that's two and three?
Five.
Five plus ten.
50.
Damn near. Hello, Archie's place. This is Archie, your host.
Archie, this is Edith, your wife.
Edith, please, hurry up. What do you want, huh?
I need you right away.
Edith, I'm busy and broken-hearted over here. I can't run home now.
But I ain't home. I'm at the Elmhurst police station.
Edith waves at an officer waiting by his desk.
She's at the Elmhurst police station.
What's she doing at the police station?
What are you doing there?
You're holding me for buying you some underwear with a counterfeit $10 bill.
Archie stares at his phony bills.
Oh, my dog.
He glances skyward apologetically, then slumps on the phone.
See, I was going through a lot of men's underwear.
At the precinct?
Fruit of the Loom. My husband loves them. You know, the kind with the expando seat. Because he likes to sit roomy.
She smiles at the two officers.
Yeah, I know how he feels, lady, but let's get on with it.
Well, I paid for him with this bill.
And where did you get this bill?
In the kitchen. In the can where I keep my house money.
Aren't you a woman with 3 prior arrests?
Oh, no.
Just a minute here, Herb. Lady, what we're trying to get at here is, who put this money in your hand before you put it in your tea can? Because whoever it was could be guilty of a federal crime.
Aghast, Edith glances from Officer Harrison to Officer Herb. She ponders.
I'm sorry. I ain't talking. Tick a lock.
Edith twists 2 fingers together in front of her clamped lips.
What is tick a lock?
She shakes her head, pointing to her sealed lips.
My kids do that. They take an imaginary key and then they lock their lips.
Yeah. And then they take the key and swallow it, like this.
Edith mimes carefully swallowing a key. Harrison smirks.
If your lips are locked, how did you get the key in there to swallow it?
Edith tries to look at her lips.
Oh.
She locks her lips again. Herb peers up from a clipboard.
Did you ever go under the name of Agnes D'Annunzio?
Edith points to her lips, shaking her head.
If you withhold information from us, you could be charged with counterfeiting. Now, will you talk?
Edith stares gravely, then lifts her chin and firmly locks her lips again. Harrison slaps the desk and rises.
Herb, you want to see if you can crack this nut?
If she's Agnes D'Annunzio, she's too smart for me.
Archie enters, trying to push between 2 scruffy men leaving.
Why won't you let me go through here?
They show their cuffed wrists.
Oh, you're criminals.
He scoots under their handcuffs.
Oh, Edie, darling, what are they doing to you? You look terrible. Hey, come on. Why are you holding this unfortunate woman here?
Why don't you just tell me where your wife got this counterfeit money?
Well, why don't you ask me? I give it to her.
I tell you, they're a mom-and-pop counterfeit ring.
What?
Did you ever go under the name of Angelo D'Annunzio?
Who the hell is Angelo D'Annunzio?
Agnes's husband, I guess.
Harrison pulls Herb aside.
This is a pretty crafty pair. I think she's the brains.
Come on, officers. Let me straighten this thing out.
Waving his hand, Archie hits a trophy and winces.
Listen to me. My name is Archie Bunker. I own a bar and grill over there in Astoria. Here, I got foolproofed identification for you here. My name is... Here. New York State driver's license, made out in the name of Archie Bunker. Here, local Teamsters card from when I was driving a cab, made out in the name of Archie Bunker. Here, Queens County Library card, made out in the name of Quentin Maldonado. I don't know where the hell I got that.
Now look, Mr. Bunker, if what you're telling us is true, this customer of yours is going to try and pass more of these. So you can help us by keeping an eye out.
Oh, wait, listen, officer, I give you 100% cooperation in that. Can I take my wife home now?
Yes, please.
Archie reaches for the phony bill, then reconsiders.
Oh, yeah, you need that. Yeah. All right, Edie, come on, let's go, huh?
Bye.
Yeah. Here's your coat, sweetheart. Put it on, huh? Yeah, come on, will you run, Edith?
Why do we have to run?
Because there's 3 things in this world I hate. Police stations, opera, and cold toilet seats.
Later, in the bar.
Oh, geez, no.
What? Oh, don't tell me.
Another phony 10. Oh, that makes 6.
No. I give 1 to Edith. This here makes 7.
Oh, that's great.
What's great?
7's a lucky number.
That makes 3 of us.
We ain't so smart either, getting stuck with these phony bills.
Just a minute. I checked the cash about an hour ago. We didn't have no tens in there. Now, nobody left this joint in the past hour. So that means that the guilty party must still be here amongst the mischievous. I'm gonna find him. Yeah, hi, Mr. Van Rensselaer.
Archie waves a hand in front of his dark glasses.
The first thing we do is this here.
He locks the door.
Okay, give me your attention, everybody. Eyes this way here. Now, I guess you notice I just locked the door over there. Yeah. That's because one of us here has been passing us phony tens. And therefore, ipso facto, one of us is a dirty thief. Now, does anybody care to confess?
Everyone turns away.
Anybody care to squeal on a friend? Well, come on, folks. Unless somebody sins here, we're all gonna be here until the swallows come back to Crapistano.
Santa solemnly drinks his beer.
Just I wish I had a rubber hose.
Hey, it's a crime to impersonate a policeman.
Wait a minute. I'll get to the bottom of this thing here. Now, in the last hour, who gave you a 10?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? If you don't remember, how are we going to crack the case?
Arch, I can crack the case for you.
How?
Everyone looks at Van Ark.
Because I heard everything. Bonnie paid with silver. Hank's on the arm. All the other guys paid with small bills. There was only one person got change for a $10 bill.
Who?
Who? You gotta ask who, you dope. You count the change for a 10 and you don't remember who?
No.
That's because you counted it out, Arch.
You? You're the dope.
Hey, that ain't important now. The important thing is, who give me the 10? Who done that, Mr. Van Orr?
A gentleman who was kind enough to buy me a drink. Happy holidays, Santa Claus.
Everyone stares at Santa, who glumly drops his head.
Oh, come on, I don't believe it. Santa Claus a thief? Oh, there goes my last childhood delusion.
Santa faces them.
Okay. But I didn't print those bills. Some crook passed them on to me.
Who?
My Uncle Harold. When he died 2 years ago, he left me his entire fortune. 10 phony tens.
Your Uncle Harold bequeathed you 10 phony tens. How come?
I was his favorite nephew.
What's the world coming to? Santa Claus, a counterfeiter.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't pass a single phony until last week. I lost my job 2 years ago. I run through my unemployment insurance. Used up my life savings. But I'll pay you back right after I get my Santa Claus salary. Honest.
You could sing that if somebody put it to music.
Hey, come on, you guys. Look, we can't blow the whistle on Santa Claus.
Hey, you're looking at Santa Claus, but we're looking at a guy that beat us out of 70 bucks. I'm going to call the cops.
No, Harry, wait a minute. No, don't call. Hang up the phone.
No.
Hang up the phone!
Harry slams the receiver on Archie's finger, pressing the button.
You mashed that finger. You dope, you. Barney's right. Yes, the man said he's sorry. And he admits the error of his ways. You're right, Barney.
You made the right decision, Arch.
Yeah.
As they shake hands, Archie winces and pulls out his sore finger.
Get away from me.
Barney steps aside.
Yes. You all heard this man. He said he ain't gonna do it no more. He says he's gonna make full destitution to us. And I just think that we, in a true Christian spirit, here in this holy season of Christmas, pay attention to this.
He smacks a patron's arm, then approaches Santa.
I think that we ought to let the poor man go.
Arch, he broke the law, and we gotta turn him in.
Oh, no. That ain't my style, Harry. You know, I like to think that I got a little heart left there. No, we're gonna let you go. I'm gonna see you to the door myself, old geezer. Get your pot.
Santa collects his donation pot and bell, then precedes Archie to the door.
You know, Harry, geez, sometimes I'm ashamed that I got a partner like you. Well, go ahead, my good man. Step across that threshold of freedom.
I can't.
Oh, in heaven's name. Why not?
The door's locked.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, well. Hey, hello, me now. There you go. Okay. On your way, huh? Oh, hold it, hold it. Hey, look at this. You don't need no more. It is clear.
He rips Santa's remaining bills.
Okay. Merry Christmas, pal.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well,
they go to shake, but Archie protects his finger.
What I told you, Arch.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're going to make it up to us. Well, I don't think nothing about it. But don't forget it neither, huh?
There's something in your stocking this Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can even ring your bell if you wanted. Yeah, good. King, what's his name, step up.
Watching him leave, Archie's smile drops.
Arch, I gotta admit, you was right to let the old guy go. I feel good about it. Yeah, it being Christmas and all. I'm glad you done the right thing.
Yeah, I hope I done the right thing.
What do you mean?
I just seen old Santy drive away in a 79 Cadillac.
Harry and Archie stare down the street. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Sandy Kenyon, Herb. John Finnegan, Santa Claus. Bill Quinn, Mr. Van Rensselaer. Charles Hallahan, Officer Harrison. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.